gracious and heavenly Father, we just commit this time to you now. We pray that our eyes and ears and hearts are open to your word. Let it be your words that come out, not mine. Let us walk in the Spirit day by day, just not on Sundays, but every day is your day. We just thank you for what you've done for all of us, what you're doing in our lives now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Where to start? You have a bunch of notes, so I got about 57 points to get to. me just being a new year and everything, just nice to know that we can become new on a daily basis, not just once a year or, you know. Just turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5. Well, I can get to it. And it's just verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Can't even finish the first verse. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The word behold stands out to me. Just look towards the new. Forget about the past. Forget about what you've done. With all things, Christ makes you new and whole through his love and through what his son has done for us. Died on the cross. Shed his blood for the worst of sinners. as many of you know, I was born and raised in the church. ever since I can remember, baptized at Bird Drive sometime in the early 90s, I think. never really had an effect on me, though. I don't know why. Maybe I was living a double life, I guess. Saying I was a Christian, but doing worldly things. Started doing drugs pretty early. Not gonna specify for my parents' sake. And it just continued, and things just got progressively worse when I left the church at 18, when they gave me the choice to. broke my leg at 19. There was a sign. I was always looking for signs. Didn't know what they were. Should have been it. Should have turned my life over there, but I didn't. Got married pretty young, I guess. I don't know what's young now. but I didn't really care for Christ. I didn't care if my ex-wife was a Christian or not. I wasn't putting Christ first in anything. And it's probably a reason why I'm not married right now. And I take full responsibility. It's not that I blame Christ or anybody, it's myself. But through that marriage, I learned a lot. Just to move on a little bit, I don't know, a few years back, maybe like 5, still looking for signs, asking them why. Why do bad things happen? And my lungs were filled with blood clots. 5 days I walked around just dealing with the pain, thought it was normal. And any one of those could have taken my life, went to the brain or heart. It still wasn't enough. Don't know why it wasn't enough. You look for signs your entire life, but you're too blind to see them. When you're conformed to this world, in 1 Peter chapter 5, you can turn there if you'd like. Starting with verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. This is verse 9, I mean, knowing that I wasn't the only person suffering. I'm not the only person who suffers. We all have our different issues, some more than others. But this amazing love, his grace, you can't really put into words. When you truly experience the love that he has for you on a personal basis, I think that's where it all starts, is a personal relationship with him. That's where it started for me. I mean, I was going to church because I had to, not because I wanted to. It's different now. But like 1 Peter says, the devil, your enemy, he prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He got to me for quite some time. a long time. And I went into rehab and little crazy place that I don't ever want to go to again. started to open up my eyes. I can't thank you guys enough. Can't thank Christ enough for blessing me with a family, the parents. The friends. I wouldn't ask for anything different. I don't ask to change my past, because there is no changing it. Because without going through some of those experiences, I don't know if I'd be here. The last sign that I really needed to change my life over was I contemplated taking my own. Didn't leave the room because I was scared of what would happen. But thank God for the family that I have and my parents who never gave up on me. For the body of Christ that never gave up on me. The friends. Can't even look at you guys. I'm not going by my notes, by the way. That's just a bunch of... it's just there. Revelations 3:20 always stands out to me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. He knocks. He constantly knocks. No matter if you're trying to hear it or not, he's there. He wants to come in. But it's up to us to open the door. It's a want that I never had. And now I can't get enough. It's us to let him in. Let him take over. He works wonders. He's still working miracles to this day. Just can't put into words how to express something like this. And he would let me be up here right now. And all that I've done in my life. The worst of sinners. But it's because of him. Because of the cross. The blood that he spilled for each and every one of us. By choice. No matter what I've been through or any one of us has been through, he endured it all. A perfect man. Truly amazing. Ezekiel 37. It's the story of the dry bones. What I felt like for so long. Just a pile of bones. Nothing, worth nothing. You're nothing until he breathes that air into you, that life. He's the only one that can give it. Trust me, I've tried it all through drugs and alcohol and anything else I could try to get my hands on. And nothing was good enough. Just suppressed all the loneliness, the sadness, the depression, anxiety, it made it worse. Everyone's looking for something else. No matter what you have in life, they're not complete without Christ. He completes it all. He puts you back together. These notes are messing me up. Ephesians 6 has a special place in my heart as well. Just putting on the whole armor of God and resisting the devil and I mean, all your answers in life are in this book. No other book. I can go on and on and go through all these passages and scripture and Romans 5. Starting with verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Being a Christian isn't meant to be easy, which a lot of people think. I thought there's going to be suffering, trials. But like I said before, he went through it all. Rejoicing in our sufferings was hard for me, because I thought I suffered a lot. I might have. I don't know. There's people out there suffering now and worse than I have. It's by nothing that I've done on my own accord. It's He's the only reason that we can make it through our sufferings. It's so amazing what he can do. James 1 goes along with Romans 5. I don't think I'm going to read the whole chapter now. I mean, it's an everyday thing for me. My experience, it's the more I get into his word, the more I talk to him like a friend. It makes me want him more and more on a daily basis. To be as close to him as I can get. Nothing in this world has ever satisfied me quite like the love that he has. Without him, we're just a pile of dry bones. Walking around aimlessly, looking for something. What a friend we have in Jesus. Just to know that he does smile. Sidetracked here. First Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. No matter what you're going through, it's not uncommon. I mean, he lets us go through these trials and the pain, the suffering, because he wants you to turn to him. He's not going to let you be tempted beyond your ability. He has the power to let you endure it. He is the way to escape. Flee from idolatry. Anything you put before Christ, I think, to me, is idolatry. Whether it's your spouse or your worldly ways. I thought it was just a little gold guy. That's an idol. No. It's money. It's power. Love for someone else. It's hard to put Christ first in everything. Is what we see on TV or what we hear in our music. That was a big thing for me. Music. That was probably up there for idolatry for me. Worldly ways. Never really saw it as idolatry. But it has an effect. What you put in comes out. So obviously, reading scripture constantly, it has to come out sometime. Can't express enough that it's every single day of your life. Put him first in everything that you do. He blesses those who do it. Might not be the blessings that we think or that we want. Just to be up here talking about his love is a blessing. And if that's all, then I'm fine with it. He's blessed me with so much already. That time would go a little bit quicker. So hard for me to put into words. I mean, it just doesn't matter what you're struggling with, whether it's addiction or depression or anxiety or mental health, physical pain, spiritual pain, problems in a marriage, work, finances, loneliness. He's the answer to it all. I only say those things because I've experienced them a little bit. I I just strongly urge you to really turn your life over to Christ. I mean, completely. Put everything in the hands of Him. They say not to put your eggs in one basket, but I say give them all to Christ. Just see what He can really do, because He's still working wonders in many people's lives. Second Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love, and of a sound mind. Thank you. I did not have a sound mind for quite some time. I mean, when you really put the Bible to your life, I mean, really start living what it says. There's nothing that He can't do. Nothing. But it's only through the Holy Spirit that He gives us a sound mind. His love, His amazing love. Truly is amazing. There's not enough words to express the way I feel or the thanks that I could give Him for what He's done for me and the wonder of His love. He's blessed me with a passion that I've never had before. A passion for Him to express my love for Him. John baptized people with water, but Christ baptizes people with the Holy Spirit and fire. Passion. Couldn't be more excited to be up here. Might not seem like it, but I just strongly urge people, if you don't know Christ, and even if you do know Him, just to get a better relationship, a personal relationship with Him. Cast your anxieties on Him. Don't look to this world for anything, any answers. It has none. Yeah. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world. But be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. Christ is perfect. He's good. He's acceptable. He's going to test you. But that's Him knocking on the door of your heart. Let Him in. Let Him in. He won't let you down. It's not going to be easy. He's never said it's going to be easy. But what is easy? Forgiveness. Christ forgives all who call upon His name. That's easy. He's done so much. I can't thank him enough. I just thank you. Thank you for sending your son to die. For a person like me to make me whole again. To breathe life into me. I can't thank him enough. He truly forgives. He restores us. There's no other words that I can say. Just submit to him. Give your life over. Everything. Childlike faith. Is it just a mustard seed of faith? I'll just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this time, for your amazing love that you've shown me throughout my destructive life. If there's anyone here that doesn't know you, I strongly pray for them. That you knock on their heart and they hear your voice. To know that you're the only thing that is good enough in this world. That you can do mighty works in each and every single person here. And I'm nothing special, but it's only because of what you've done on the cross. To make people whole again. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing love that you've shown this entire world. Let them see your power, your grace. Give people hope. You give people hope. Thank you for blessing us with your Holy Spirit, who works through each and every one of us, trying to find the words to portray your love that you have for everybody on this earth, that you died for every single person, a perfect man who did nothing wrong, but became sin for us. How amazing your love truly is. And it's in your precious and holy name that we give you thanks. Amen. Ethan, could you play one more song? It's number 37 in the red hymn.
Number 37, amazing love.
thank you so much for your mighty hand that is not short and that it can't save. So thankful for the work that you've done and that you've begun in our brother Chad. You are so mighty to save. You're mighty even now to save. Each one of us heard your voice this morning, heard enough, and we would pray. Lord, we would recognize that we are all dry bones, apart from your Spirit, apart from you giving us life. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. We rejoice in hearing your voice this morning, and using Chad as a mouthpiece for your Holy Spirit. So we certainly pray for those that don't know you today. They've certainly heard your voice and heard enough. So we pray that it would go away, not only challenged, but Lord, as the testimony was very clear, that anybody that's in Christ is a new creation. So we rejoice in this great news. We rejoice in those who've already found you, and you've already found them. But we will pray, Lord, for those who don't know you. But we will pray for those in the testimony as well, who've grown up in the assemblies, grown up in church, and are just here because they're here, and not here because they want to. May this testimony penetrate their hearts as well. So thankful that, Lord, you penetrated into Chad's heart and you saved him in a mighty way. We pray that he would grow in grace and knowledge of you. He would grow with leaps and bounds. And that you would use him in a mighty, mighty way throughout his life that he has with you. So we commit him, we commit his time, we commit this testimony into your hands, trusting you for the increase.